I'm Leslie Gold. I'm in for Brian. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. You know, we spent some time both yesterday and today talking about North Korea. And, you know, since it's been in the news, again, we start to think about the Hermit Kingdom and look at the images of, we're told they're starving their own people. And then sometimes we see images of happy children and colorful outfits dancing in unison for Dear Leader. And I wonder often what's going on inside that country. And it turns out we're lucky enough to have Vernon Brewer on with us. He is the founder and president of World Help, which is a Christian humanitarian organization. And he has actually been to North Korea, I think, more than once. And he can tell us a little bit about his firsthand experience. Vernon, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Leslie. It's good to be with you today.
So you've been to North Korea. Was it an official or an unofficial visit? What were you doing there?
It was an official visit with the permission of the government. But they stayed with us at every minute of the day. We couldn't take photographs. We saw basically what they wanted us to see.
What was your mission in going to North Korea?
Well, I'm trying to help the thousands of North Korean Christians that are under persecution. I'll never forget my first day in North Korea. We crossed over the Tumen River from China into North Korea, and our guide told us that every evening, the riverbank, North Korean citizens, many of them Christians, attempt to swim the risky river to escape into China. And the border guards have orders to shoot on sight. And he said to me, you know, the Tumen River has probably witnessed more deaths than any other river in the world. So to start with, it's life and death.
Ugh.
And then Leslie, once I got inside the country, there weren't any smiling children faces, and that's all political propaganda. But I was struck by the eerie quietness that pervaded the towns and cities we visited. The streets were empty. Not a lot of traffic. No busy, bustling city life. And the few people that were out on the streets seemed to be just wandering around aimlessly, and they certainly weren't allowed to talk to any foreigners.
Hmm.
I noted that the electricity was cut off several times during the day, and all night. The hotel I was in didn't have electricity. We were able to visit a public school where the students were taught that Americans hate North Koreans and that we eat their children, if you can imagine.
Ugh.
And I was shocked to see how friendly they were to us and to see students typing on keyboards, if you can imagine this, while staring at a blank computer screen in a government school. They were pretending to do their classwork because there was no electricity. And so it's the people are starving. Everywhere you turn, there is great need.
Hmm.
It is the most oppressive country I've ever visited.
You talk of the what you know about the concentration camps. I'm told that there are some 200,000 of Kim's own people, as his own citizens, in concentration camps or labor camps. Who's in there, and how are they treated?
Well, we know how Otto Warmbier was treated, our American college student that was arrested for taking a poster, and he came home in a coma and died.
Mm-hmm.
Right after he got home. So we can assume that he was tortured. Leslie, for 16 consecutive years, North Korea has been ranked the most oppressive place in the world for Christians. So of those 200,000 in those political labor camps, it's estimated that 70,000 of them are believed to be Christians, and they're often sick and malnourished.
Are they in there precisely because they're Christians? Is that why they were thrown in the labor camp?
Oh, yes. Our partner on the ground, I call him Charlie. That's not his real name. He was arrested after he took us in one time and initially charged with espionage. He spent 240 days in this prison camp being beaten and tortured. And ultimately, his sentence, he was convicted of being a follower of Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's...
They released him. He can't go back into North Korea. He's been exiled, and he has post-traumatic stress syndrome, and he's a broken man because of the torture and the violence that they use. And many Christians are beaten with electric stun batons and metal poles. Many of the Christians are being used as test subjects for medical experiments, not unlike what Nazi Germany did. In fact, I just received word recently, Leslie, that 81 Christians were tortured, mutilated, and dismembered simply for being a Christian.
Oh, my God.
So there are 70,000 of those 200,000 face persecution because of their faith.
This is a horrifying portrait of what's happening there. Vernon, tell the story that you told, and you have a Fox News column, North Korean Christians are suffering. We cannot forget them. Can you just tell a story quickly of the third grader?
Yes, so sad. I read her letter, and when she was in the third grade, her teacher gave all the students an assignment to go home and to look throughout their house and see if they could find a book that their parents keep hidden. And they said, it's usually red, it's usually hidden out of sight, underneath a mattress or in a drawer. And they said, if you'll find that book and bring it back to school tomorrow, you'll get a ribbon and a sash, and we will honor you. And so many of the students went home, and several of UM's friends came back, and they had found their parents' Bible that was hidden, and they brought it back to the school. And that afternoon when they went home, their parents were not there. They were gone. They'd been arrested. And they never saw their parents again.
Oh,
that is
God.
That is the level of evil and brutality that Kim Jong-un and his regime maintain. And it is not even human.
Mm.
It's evil.
Very quickly, because I have less than a minute with you, Vernon. I had heard that every household is required to have a picture of the dear leader and his father up over the mantle. Is that true?
Yeah, it's not only every household, every building, every room. The hotel I stayed in only had one television station, and it was propaganda 24 hours a day. But you know,
I don't have much time.
We're really trying to make a difference, and I just want you to know that World Help is committed to providing help and hope, and we're trying to light a candle in this darkness by being the hands.
Tell people the World Help website.
WorldHelp.net.
WorldHelp.net. Thank you, Vernon Brewer. Send people to WorldHelp.net to offer some help or just get educated on it. Vernon, thank you. I'm Leslie Gold. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.